404 number. It's the Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
The Sully Show, weekdays, noon to 2, Talk Radio 640 WGST. It is Friday. Should be a great day of weather tomorrow. Sunshine and up near 60. And a little ray of sunshine comes into our life every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock, as we talk with Rick Limpert, covering sports and technology for Yahoo and a number of other outlets as well. On Twitter, you can follow him. Rick Roswell is his handle. And instead of joining us from his normal undisclosed Starbucks location in North Fulton County, you're somewhere else today, Rick?
There's a new coffee shop in North Fulton County here, Sully. I'm trying it out today. It's brand new, just opened today. It's a Midwestern coffee chain called Scooters is now penetrating the Atlanta market, and their first store is open here in Roswell. It's pretty cool, new and nice, and they're looking to kind of fill a gap. The coffee shop business in Atlanta, we're kind of underserved, so it's good to have some competition in the area, and that Scooters is fantastic.
Absolutely. Check them out at scooterscoffee.com. The grand opening planned for next week, and I'm sure that you will become a regular up there, Rick, and they will get to know your name.
They already do, so that's the sad thing about it.
All right, Rick, let's get to it and talk about the brand new Amazon store in Seattle.
This is noteworthy because Amazon has been a website for, you know, over 10 years. Now they've opened their first brick-and-mortar bookstore in Seattle. So while they were shutting down brick-and-mortar bookstores, now Amazon's getting into the brick-and-mortar bookstore business. So only natural that it's in their city where their headquarters is. Seattle, and reviews are mixed so far.
I feel like when I use the words brick and mortar, I'm just being NPR. Doesn't that feel that way to you?
Very much so, very much so. But, you know, they've been in the news a lot the last few years, how everything's kind of shifted and gone online. How many purchases do you make online versus actually in a store now? I think for a lot of people, it's 50-50.
Absolutely, and I don't know about you, but a lot of times when I'm looking for something, it's not a matter of going out to the store, it's looking online first. If the store has it immediately and I can go get it, if I know what I want, I will. But aside from that, I'm going to order on Amazon.com typically and just have it shipped to me.
So easy, it's so fast. So it just, like I said, it was newsworthy because Amazon is kind of going the other way and they're having a physical store now, so it's something to watch.
So as we talk with Rick Limpert, your insights on a couple of different tech books this year: Digital Gold, Bitcoin, and the Inside Story of the Misfits and Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money. Bitcoin has made some waves these last couple of years, hasn't it?
It has. I know you've had more than just a passing interest in this, so I know you've talked about it. It's something that was maybe a little too high tech and a little out of most people's realm. And it kind of quieted down for a few months. Now with the presidential election going on, I've heard a few mentions of Bitcoin in certain stump speeches. This is something to watch. This is the online or a tech currency that a lot of people give credit to. A lot of people think it's legit. And this book here kind of gives the inside story of Bitcoin by Daniel Popper. It's a pretty good read, pretty interesting read.
It is, of course, a cryptocurrency. It's not a tangible thing, which means that hackers are out there trying to find ways to get a hold of it. That's another element of Bitcoin and those different cryptocurrencies to keep an eye on. Make Electronics by Charlie Platt. Tell us about this. Maybe that little kid in Texas was reading this book.
Quite possible. There's a whole movement, so I don't know if you're familiar with that much. It's called the Maker Movement, and it's where people decide to make things rather than buy the products they use. And this applies a lot to electronics, and whether it's just a hobby for people or they're actually going to use the product that they make, this Make Electronics book, Charles Pratt does a really good job in giving step-by-step instructions on how to make things, how kind of the background and what the electronic parts are and where to get them and how to use them. So this is the second edition of this book, Make Electronics. It's kind of the Bible for people that make things that use electricity or electronics.
Continuing the conversation with Rick Limpert, you can follow him on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell. Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. Cooking for Geeks by Jeff Potter. Rick, do you fall into this category? Are you a geek?
I don't know if I'm a geek or not, and I don't cook very often. So, but it's still a fascinating read because, you know, geeks are tinkerers. and they like to try different things. And this is a cookbook that lets you know what will happen if you try different things, whether try new temperatures, try new ingredients. Jeff Potter does a pretty good job with answering these questions. And so you're kind of a tinkerer, and you're kind of an experimental type person. So this book might apply to you if you wanted to maybe take some of those Paula Deen recipes to another level.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all, it's Paula Deen.
And we're going to make a slow-cooked brisket for the tech fans today.
I love it. And wrapping up with Rick Limper, talk about Crayola and its new line of coloring books for adults. Rick, tell me this is going to stay at the Amazon store and not end up at Insurrection.
Well, no, I don't know about that. It's not going to end up at my front door either, because I can't barely draw a stick person. But, you know, Crayola's been around for decades and decades, mostly making things for children. They think that there's value in making these coloring books or kind of these coloring sheets for adults. So what they're looking at is these are 11 by 17 sheets, and they're maybe trying to get maybe some adults or your elderly relatives that need to do something. Give them something to do more than just putting jigsaw puzzles together. And then they're thinking you can frame these pictures and keep them for maybe gifts or members of the family. So there's other kind of reasoning behind it. It's not something that I don't have any time, Sully, to sit there and fill in the lines and draw something, but I'm sure some people do. I think this would be a good activity to for some people.
Could be helping train the next generation of graffiti writers, Rick.
That's a whole other level. Those are more than just 11 by 17 little sheets of paper, but hopefully maybe these are where the old graffiti writers go to die. They'll start using the Crayola coloring books for adults.
No, we don't want the old graffiti writers to die, man. We want them to keep going and spray forever.
Well, I mean, eventually they're going to age. They're going to be in the assisted living homes. This is the chance for them to channel their creativity and creative desires into something that Crayola's making. And I like the cool markers and pens that come with it. It's about every color under the rainbow, and I need some of these pens as kind of highlighters, so that's the only thing that really that kind of interests me about it.
I can see if somebody getting their medicine and their breakfast in the morning delivered to them in the nursing home with a whole bunch of markers. Here you go. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
But yeah, it's true. But seriously, the people that need something to do keep their minds stimulated when they get older, I think this is possibly a good activity for them. And I think kids could use this as well, too. So if people are artistically inclined, Crayola has a product or an answer for you.
It's the beautiful thing about art is it is for everybody, young or old, and it doesn't matter where you come from. There's something inside of us that wants to express our creativity on paper in color, and it's pretty cool. But this looks like a good little thing. I'm gonna have to check this out.
Yep, and me and you express our creativity in our writings, or you express it on the radio. So we all need a creative outlet, and luckily we have each other.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more, Rick. Oh man, I'm giving you a big radio hug right now, all the way to that coffee shop.
Don't spill it.
All right, follow Rick on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell, website ricklimper.info. Check out his work every day at examiner.com, where he writes a daily technology column. Also see him popping up from time to time on both Yahoo News and Sports. Rick, hope you have a great weekend, and thank you as always.
Thanks, all. We're heading into the holiday gift season, so we'll be talking a lot of gadgets in the weeks to come.
Excellent. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get cooking with Paula Deen.
It's time.